This is Mark Gleason, member of the Evangelism and Communications Committee, conducting an oral interview, oral history, with Patsy Alpaug, member of St. John's Church. And these interviews are part of the 150th anniversary celebration of the church. Today is December 2nd, first Sunday of Advent 2018. Welcome, Patsy. First of all, can you tell me about the members of your family, who they are, and what they're doing now?
Sure. My husband, John, is also a member at St. John's along with me. He is currently full-time employed as a lawyer in town. I'm now a couple of years retired from my teaching profession. We have two adult children, both of whom are married and living on both coasts. They were raised for the majority of their childhood here in St. John's. Oldest kiddo, Kristen, is a doctor, and she and her family live in Boston. We have two grandchildren there, and our youngest kiddo, Eric, is married to a St. John's woman, Solveig Hagen, and they now live in Portland, Oregon. Eric is an outdoorsman and works for the U.S. Forestry Service and enjoys outdoor leadership, and so that's kind of career-wise what they're up to now, and we hope to continue seeing them often, either in our home or here in Northfield or traveling to meet them.
Tell us about the role that St. John's played in your family and in bringing up your kids.
Oh, it was very central to what we did as a family, wanting to have Sunday worship and children's programming were two of the reasons that we came to St. John's initially. And so we had them involved in Sunday school and the children's programming for Wednesdays from fourth grade onward, choirs when they could, and confirmation program, actively involved in that. We, as parents, hoped to provide leadership and active involvement as models to them, too. So our church life was pretty central to a weekly life in a busy household. Yeah.
You have been involved in many activities at St. John's, and I'm wondering if you could tell us some of those activities and your leadership roles in them. I realize this could take all day. However, I think it's really important to hear about your role in these.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I think, you know, it kind of boils down to time and talents, and not that I'm particularly talented, but I've tried to be actively involved in the music programming here in the church, as well as the educational parts and then the governance parts. So musically, I've been active in this singing choir, the adult singing choir, bell choir, and let's see, leadership-wise, I've jumped in both feet. the very first year we were here, I took on a board position and even had, so that was where I jumped in education and children's programming and adult programming seemed to be a natural fit for me. So boards and then church council. I've been in, secretary position, president of the congregation, and then just some of the normal functioning of service groups and, you know, providing meals and extra things to families. And so lots of time and talent, I guess, putting my service opportunities out there to people and helping with connections, those kinds of things.
Do certain times or events stand out as turning points in your experience at St. John's for the history of the congregation?
For the history of the congregation, but, you know, my welcome into the congregation, mm-hmm. I would have to say, was a starting point. I felt welcomed from the first day we walked into the church. I remember, you know, somebody running across, you know, during the first morning event before church with a warm hug, and that was great. But other pivotal times, as I was on the call committee for associate pastor, as president of the congregation, to be in a position where I had, you know, advisors and support from every which way, and to be able to be an integral part of the workings that got us to this year and this pulpit, where we've got a very active congregation, and I feel so fortunate to have been a real, I think, integral part of that.
In which associate pastor are you referring to?
That would be Jonathan Davis. we've had just wonderful pastors in my experience, and to have known and been involved in so many different ways with active pastors and retired pastors has been a real treat and a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. What are you hoping for regarding the future of St. John's?
This is really a good question with the 150th anniversary especially upon us. And I think that's one reason why I wanted to be involved in this, is to not only view 100 years of history, but also to help this be a jumping off point where we can really move St. John's into the future. And two of my hopes for St. John's future are that we can continue with the rich tradition and Lutheran values that have been so important to us in the past, and also to be adaptable to changes in society and in Northfield and in Lutheranism, so that we can continue with the richness that we have, and be responsive and responsible as stewards of our faith to people in the future too.
And what are some of those aspects of worship at St. John's that you have appreciated?
The worship service to me is about coming together to glorify God, and all of that in the tradition and in the ritual of being together in a peaceful and supportive environment is so important to me. So the music brings, as Luther said, people who sing twice, pray twice, or something like that. And then the aspects of, you know, fine preaching and the liturgy, all of those combined, for me, become a meaningful, worshipful experience.
You know many members of St. John's. I'm wondering if you can share with us some particular stories about people or people who have been meaningful in your membership here with us.
Two families in particular were helpful as we entered St. John's. One of the things that we wanted to satisfy for our family was to have each of the children have at least one or two really close friends, so that they would ease the transition at first and fourth grades easily for themselves, for us. And so the Edwins family and the Moe families both had children our children's ages, and so those were families that we looked to for, you know, kind of how things go and all of that. And so I have to just say that was one of our entry points that was very helpful and very meaningful to me as a parent and a newcomer, even though we lived in Northfield at that point for nearly 20 years. Just to have that knowing about entry point. Guy Reed was also that person who ran across and greeted me. And she remains a very, very close friend to this day. Funny story though, as I assumed my first leadership role on the adult and children's education board, as it was known at the time. Bob and Carol Flotten were just returning from his having had his ambassador position in Rwanda. And I remember feeling so humbled to have him come on to the board as a member of my board. I said, you should be chairing this instead of me. So that was really particularly memorable. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Patsy, for sharing your memories of your time at St. John's. I only wish that we included at least some video. I'll take a photo so that we at least have a record of your sweater. Gold grade of your holiday sweater.
Thank you. And since I'm doing this holiday or Advent kind of interview today without John by my side, I have to mention that, you know, he was the one who purchased this for me, and he's been an integral part of our becoming members here at St. John's too.
We will document the sweater and make sure that a snippet from this interview is on the web, that it's accompanied by the photo.
And by John, too.
Great. Thank you, Patsy.
Thank you.